As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this day, in this prayer, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, faith, courage, patience, compassion. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 15 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. God regards sin as sorrow and pains for his lovers, to whom for love he assigns no blame. For our courteous Lord does not want his servants to despair because they fall often and grievously. For our falling does not hinder him in loving us, no more than his love towards us is withdrawn because of our sin. Does he wish our love to be withdrawn from ourselves or from our fellow Christians? God also showed me that sin is no shame, but honour to us. For in this vision, my understanding was lifted up to heaven. And then there came truly to my mind David, Peter and Paul, Thomas of India and Mary Magdalene. How they are known, with their sins, to their honour in the church on earth. And it is to them no shame that they have sinned. Shame is no more in the bliss of heaven, for there the tokens of sin are turned into honours. Just so our Lord showed them to me as examples of all who will come there. I remain with the word or phrase that has caught me, repeating it again and again in my mind. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I reflect on it. What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to this scripture, 1 Timothy 1, verses 15 and 16, and Psalm 103, verses 8 and 10 to 12. And as I read slowly and attentively through this scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You have not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are as high above the earth, so great is your steadfast love for those who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does this new word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Simply being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.